Linda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk /2. It is Friday, the 18th of January. It's the middle of January already. You're not up. There we go. You can speak now. Easter eggs.
In the petrol station.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
That's ridiculous. They wouldn't even last.
Well, that means you have to buy them early.
Yeah.
Eat them now. Exactly. That's it. Just buy and eat them now. That's right. But it is, as always, time flies when you're having fun. I am joined in the studio, as you can hear, by our gorgeous co-host, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How long can you carry on saying that for?
Today's the last day.
Don't say anymore. And our guests in the studio are Amy and Bragg.
We shall call him Bragg.
It's a new one.
Amy and Bragg McManus from AM Marketing.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. You're right, Bragg.
I'm learning to live with my new name.
Exactly. I think I always like to give people new names on the show.
Fine, I'm going to roll with it.
Perfect. Let's go with it. They are our guests today. We're very excited to have them guys back. I didn't realise, actually, it was quite so long ago that you were on the show last.
Yeah, well, I saw a picture of last time we were on and came up on my newsfeed and I hadn't shaved my head. So it must have been at least 18 months ago. Yeah.
18 months?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Wow.
It's been a long time.
That's crazy. But we're looking forward to catching up with these guys and also getting cutting edge announcements of what's happening in the world of digital marketing.
Absolutely.
What's new? And apparently there's loads new.
There's always loads new.
We're learning every day.
Exactly, which is great. We do want to hear from you, the listeners. We've had quite a few tweets out this morning, which is great. Do keep those tweets coming in at Bunker Extra with an X and hashtag BeExtraBeBunker. Let us know how you're doing, how you're finding the cold. Too cold.
It's freezing.
Dear, is it? I mean, I was thinking this morning, I prefer the cold to the wet and miserable weather we had yesterday, but still, no. Give us a tweet. You can, if you want to, call us in the studio on 01233 220035. 01233 220035. Do tweet us or text us before you call because we can never see the phone flashing. So do that. You can contact us on the radio, as always, if you want to come on as a guest, if you have an event to share with us, at bunkerextra@gmail.com. Now, on last week's show, the first show of the year, I was joined by our brand new co-host, Julie Daniel. She did really well. I threw her right in at the deep end. Literally, it was like...
That really surprises me.
Yeah.
Not that she did well, but that you threw her in the deep end.
Well, you know, when people are learning things new, I think it's best just to throw them in. See how they do. And if they don't cope, throw them out again.
And the rest of us can just watch the results on the sideline.
And our guest actually was the fabulous Jason Allen. Or Jason Allen Sway, as we like to call him. Singer, actor, fabulous. It was really great, actually. It was a good show. And it was nice to have a different look from the show. I mean, he was talking about the acting and acting scene and singing and everything. And, you know, dispelling all those fears that, you know, what we watch on telly actually isn't real. You know, it's just filmed in a big warehouse and green screens. I went, oh, you've just spoiled it now. Can never watch Emmerdale again in the same light. But it was a great show. So if you missed that or any of the other extra shows, if you go to bizradio.co.uk, click on the extra tab, all the shows are there. So listen to those and you can even download them as a podcast and take us wherever you go. We've got loads to cover. There's, you know, events coming out of our ears again now, which is great. I love it when there's loads of good events going on. So we're going to be covering those. We have had some shout out requests and we have our new ask or advice from the expert slot, which I like to, again, throw at my co-hosts the day they come on the show rather than pre-warning them.
That's fine.
But I like the fact that they listen.
That's absolutely fine.
But that's good because they listen to previous shows, because if Gemma had listened to last week's show, she would know.
Yeah. That's all I can say about that one.
Yeah. If you say so.
I was here on time and that's my, you know, it was so good today.
Gemma was early. It's fabulous. We love it when co-hosts turn up in time for the pre-show, you know, discussion. But what have you been up to, Gemma? I know you've been super busy literally since
since the 3rd of January. Well, I thought I'd go into work on the 3rd of January into the office and thought I'd have a nice ease myself into it. The phone started ringing straight away. I was like, come on people, did you not have a break? But that's really good. It's a new development for me to be busy in the first week of January with client things. I've been visiting lots of clients. I've had 5 requests to speak this year.
I know. Ooh. Look at her. Amy, she'll be catching you up soon.
I know.
I've
got to get on it.
I know.
Which is really, really good. And last night I was at Dragon Co-working's waffle event. I've been trying to, I did overindulge over Christmas. I've been trying to do a bit better. But there were 3 waffles and I did have 3.
How big were the waffles?
3? I mean, normal waffle size, like a normal waffle.
Like a waffle maker.
Yeah, waffle maker.
Had you had breakfast?
Yes.
Were they circle or square?
Circle.
Good.
Oh. So yeah, we cut off the corners.
You know what they say. Cut off the corners, cut off the calories.
Real talk.
Absolutely.
So I went to waffle. Last week I went to the Kent Business Summit at the University of Kent.
Yes, that was Friday, wasn't
that
it?
How was it?
That looked amazing. We couldn't go, unfortunately, but it looks so good.
I meant to put it on a Friday of all days, but it was like, Friday, I can't do Fridays.
You missed out. It was so good. It's my old university, so it was nice to go back and kind of like, you know, revisit it. And lots of new things happening. They're embracing lots of apprenticeships now, even medical apprenticeships. So you can be a doctor by apprentice. We had lots of healthy discussions.
Sorry, stop. You can be a doctor
via
apprenticeships. I'm not sure I quite like that idea of learning by doing.
Yeah.
Learning another job as you become a doctor.
Brings a new meaning to failure.
There has got to be some jobs that you shouldn't do as an apprentice.
But it just makes sense because they'll be obviously being shadowed and they don't get to do things until they're like really ready to slice and die.
For want of a better phrase.
Oh my god!
So that was really, really good. There was 200-300 people there easily. Learned lots about what Kent and what's happening in Kent. That's brilliant. So next year, if you missed out this year, definitely go next year.
Fantastic. Love it. I love it. And I know Paul was there, and he did say it was very good. So yeah. I think it's great, and it's about hearing from the business community of ways that they feel that can, you know, help the other rest of the community.
Yeah, so. I mean, I literally probably only knew 5% of the people there.
Oh, bloody hell. Oh, sorry, excuse me.
That's pre-watershed.
Yeah, because normally you get the same sort of people going, different faces. But it's nice to see different faces.
So that's a good thing, definitely. Good. Not that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. And what I really liked was the breakout sessions. So they had all the academics talking. By the way, academics, if you're ever having them on your event, don't know how to keep to time.
No, never.
This is when they need an event manager to help them.
They kept dinging the bell, but they kept on talking. All interesting stuff. But the breakout sessions were really, really interesting. So the session I went into was all about productivity and how the UK has been in a productivity slump. And what does that really boil down to? What is the reason? Do we even know what productivity is? They had other sessions about creativity and diversity. And when they fed back what had happened in the sessions, it was really, really good. Mm. So, yeah, fantastic.
Fabulous. Yeah. It sounds great.
That's it. It's only the 18th, so you can't have expected me to do much more than that.
No, well, that's fine. That's good. It's good. And I say, I know there's loads going on all over the place at the moment. So, and I've got some dates a little bit later for what's going on for the rest of the year as well. So I want people to be organised this year, find the events that work for them. Because that's the thing as well. A lot of people go, oh, you know, there's so many events, what do we go to? Well, see what they've got on offer and see how it helps you and go to those. If it doesn't help you, Don't do it.
Clear advice.
Yeah. Exactly. Do you like that advice?
I do like it.
Good advice. Absolutely. We've had some shouts on the tweet out, and I have to do this shout first for Up and Out Platforms. Can we just say, guys, it's Friday, so it's me, Amanda, not Paul, but we'll still give you a shout out. They supply and operate serial platforms for access safely to height and bird nesting prevention. It's a good combination, isn't it? But Up and Out, you platforms on the Twitter. So you've had your shout out, guys, from the fabulous Amanda Flanders rather than the fabulous Paul Andrews on the Extra show. Now, there's a conversation been going on.
That was Pink Spaghetti.
With Pink Spaghetti. What's that about?
It's her first business anniversary.
Oh,
happy anniversary. Yeah.
Well done. That's brilliant. Well done.
She's done so well.
Such a fantastic achievement.
Yeah, she's done really, really well. So happy birthday, Emily. And what did make me laugh is she got locked out of her Twitter. Did anybody see that?
Yeah.
So she put in as her date of birth on Twitter, the business birthday, and they locked her out last week saying she wasn't old enough to be on Twitter. So
I know.
They literally closed down her Twitter account.
Less than a year old.
Yeah.
Is that Twitter?
I mean, that's got to be impressive, isn't it, really?
No, but that's like Twitter, get it. If somebody puts a date of birth in as a year, clearly that's not a one-year-old doing it.
You should make those assumptions, Amanda.
But Twitter, the one making assumptions, thinking, no, you can't have an account because you're less than 13 years old. Hello, Twitter. That's not how it works.
Oh, it's just, I mean, this is what we're going to talk about later, isn't it? Machine learning, AI.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good if a human does it.
We had another one, a shout out from Stu Weller, who is a magician. He said, I'd love a shout out, please. Currently looking for any companies who want to draw people to their stand. I can help with my unique brand of magic. So if you want to find Stu Weller, then look at Stu, S-T-U, Entertains on the Twitter.
Stu's great. We had him as a guest later part of last year, and he literally after the show, he did a trick, and it just blew me and Molly away. We're like, oh my God, how did you do that?
I love those tricks that where weeks later, you're still trying to figure it out.
Exactly.
How?
One of my favourite I didn't see that, and I would have loved to, because I think one of my favourite things would be watching Molly get blown away by a magic trick.
Well, she's speechless.
She's so enthusiastic.
Actually, she was.
No, she was not. Yes, I do not believe that.
No, she was.
No.
For at least a second.
No, that's a lie.
For at least a second.
She was.
She's so enthusiastic. I think it'd be my favourite thing to watch Molly watch magic.
It'll be, yeah. There is a video of it somewhere. I'll have to find it and pull it out.
Put it out.
Good shout out to you, Stu. And a shout out to Chips and Dinks. I have to say that very slowly because I always... comes out very, very wrong. But Tony, who can help you with any little Gemma scratch or mark on your car, that's at
Chips and Dinks
on the Twitter. There's your shout out to Tony. And we have to give a shout out to Tony's right hand lady Bev, who helps him with all of his marketing and admin paperwork. So Bev, you can have a shout out as well today. We know you guys always listen, so thank you for that. We've had one from Sean Murphy. Your next chance for a fab shout out. Oh, she's just telling people to shout out for us. Thanks, Sean. We'll give you a shout out as well.
Shout out inception.
Yeah, if you want a shout out. And the lovely Tracy Ferguson, please give me a shout out. We know that you listen again. It's great because Tracy can't always catch the Bunker Show and the Extra Show live, so she always listens again, always. And then, but then you get the feedback on Twitter while she's listening to the show. Aww. So it can be like 10 o'clock at night one night and there's Tracy like tweeting away like, with her opinions. It's brilliant. Very interactive, but not at the right time. But it's always good to know that Tracy's always listening. So keep those tweets coming in. We will keep reading them out. Gem, let's have a quick look at, let's do an event spot because there is loads of stuff going on in January.
Wow. January started with a bang.
Start with that.
So next week, Wednesday, 23rd of January, there is The Workshop. It's in Folkestone. So this is Kent Digital Meetup. Do you guys go to that?
Yeah, we do.
Apparently this is really good. So Kent Digital Folkestone is an exciting meetup and it's for different types of people, such as marketeers, developers, designers, retailers, entrepreneurs, and more. I wonder what the and more is. I always love to know what the and mores are. and more. So the events cover video production, SEO, design, branding, social media. And at each monthly event, two experts will talk about a specific topic and there will be an interactive Q&A session at the end. And it's free to attend. So if you want to go along to that, then it is go to meetup.com. Mm-hmm. And a search for Kent Digital Folkestone, and it's 6 o'clock. Look like you want to say something. Right?
They also often have free pizza.
They're really good.
They have free pizza.
Yeah,
free pizza.
All the ones we've been to, they've had free pizza and free beer.
Just say not all of them have free
most
pizza.
Of them.
Just say it very clearly.
Where is it? I know. So it says it's in Folkestone, but where?
It's the workshop.
Why it says the workshop. I thought it was just the workshop.
The Kent Digital meeting, and then it's at the workshop.
Never been there, so yeah. The workshop. So then the day after, if you've not had enough just by then, we've got the Romney Marsh Business Centre, 9:30 till 12:30, and St George Hotel 2 till 4:30. So that's ZC Academy. They've got lots of people booked on this year, this month. I've seen that on Facebook. So are you ready to get your social media activities ready for action? Then come along to the popular hashtag ZC Social Media Academy and learn new updates and cutting edge information. So again, this is a free session, but I think you need to book via Eventbrite or indeed Facebook, and there will be a 15-minute Q&A session at the end. And then on Saturday, So we're not necessarily a Monday to Friday, 9 till 5, are we? We've got Build Your Dream, and that's Kent edition. So Saturday, 26th of January at Ashford International Hotel, 9 till 5:30. Four speakers sharing their expertise, wisdom and knowledge that will transform your life and business. So this is for people who feel stuck and are looking for ways of creating the freedom they desire, seeking strategies they can implement straight away, and moving their goal achieving and developing their entrepreneur mindset. So if you'd like to go along to that, then it's £77. Eventbrite, Build Your Dream for aspiring entrepreneurs and startups. So that's just your week. That's just one week in January.
And then that's it. You're sorted. Sorry, I'm busy playing with my phone over here.
Got a new phone, a new camera.
A new camera.
We're like, but you know what? Clicking in the background. Click.
You know what? Amy, my business partner for the Venues and Event Expo Southeast, Amy Nicholas from Clear Cut Venues, taught me a new thing on Instagram.
What's that?
The super zoom.
You didn't know about the super zoom?
No, you didn't tell me about the super zoom.
Well, yeah.
What's your favourite super zoom?
The dun dun dun.
Dramatic.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of the sad super zoom.
Are you?
Yeah. For when we're being sarcastic.
I like the heart.
Yes. Oh, and the fire for when something's going really well.
Yes. last week after I've been introduced to it, I was like, right, let's use this. So now when we, after the show, our post-show photos, one of them is a super zoom. Because I'm just like loving it. You know me, I love anything that comes at you.
Just show photos, you should do paparazzi.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, we'll do that one later. Yeah. Watch out for that. But I like a little bit of social media. I go on it occasionally, so.
Every now and then. But sometimes see you there.
Yeah, exactly. Just, occasionally. Yeah. The odd one or two posts. But there's so many great events going on. We've got more to cover a little bit later, but we don't want to overwhelm you. Let's do our professional advice spot, Gem. Okay. So I did put you on the spot, but obviously Gemma is a HR employment law specialist and expert. What advice do you have for our business owners out there?
So the first thing really is to get all of your paperwork in order. So to start off with, you should have an employment contract. It doesn't have to be called that, but there should be something which is like a one-page or two-page document, not a book, not a monologue. Just something that you understand and the person that you're working with understands. Now, if you don't have one of those, that doesn't mean that you don't have a contract. So, you don't get away with it that easy. Get away from it that easy, because whatever you do by conduct then creates a contract. So it's really important to have these written kind of guidelines, really. So there are three quick things that I want you to think about. The first one is notice period. So just recently, I've had a few clients taking on new staff going, oh my goodness, I didn't realize you only have to give 1 week's notice per year worked. I thought it was standardly a month. I'm like, no, it's only 1 week. So do remember, notice goes both ways. If you're in a business like sales, for instance, estate agents, that kind of thing, if you don't want your employees hanging around once you tell them to leave, for whatever reason, good or bad, then make it quite a short notice period, which is 1 week for each year worked. If you're in a business where you've got somebody quite high and senior, and them leaving would have a big impact on your business, then you can make it a longer notice period. So maybe up to 3 months. So that's the first thing.
Good point.
The second thing is mobility clauses. So we should always build our business and paperwork for how our business might grow and change. So you normally do your contract and you'd have in there, you work at number one, I don't know, St. James Street or whatever. But you should always have in there a little clause that says, oh, by the way, we may move to other areas in Kent. And if we do so, you'll be expected to work from there as well. Because you just don't know what might happen with your lease, even if you own a building, or you might just grow beyond wherever you are, or even reduce your workforce size. And the third and final thing just for today is commission policies. If you're in a business that gives commissions, you should always have a separate commission policy. And in that policy, it should state things specifically like what they have to do to get the commission, whether it's discretionary or they have to hit a certain target or the business hits a certain target. And also that they still have to be employed at the time of, let's say it's a sale, again, coming back to a house. It's not very good to be like, you know what, as long as you're the one that introduced us to this person, you'll get this commission, because they might leave and the house might actually, complete 3 months later. So make sure it's specific and it says you must be at work at the time of completion. Or even better, you must still be working for us at the time that we get paid, because no one wants to pay commission when you haven't been paid. Yeah. And then my three top tips. You said one, so I gave you three.
Well, no, I know, but that's good because, all joking aside, HR and employment law is something that's so important, even from having like one employee up to, you know, however many hundreds of employees you have, you've got to make sure you're covered across the board. And obviously, guys, you've now got a couple of people working with you, haven't you?
Yeah,
so this is all things that you have to consider. And that's one of the things sometimes I think puts people off of jumping and, you know, going to that point where you employ people, because there's so many things to cover.
Oh, absolutely. But you'll be very pleased to know that we have all of those things.
Well done.
Yeah. Well done. I was looking, listening, going, please don't say something.
Please don't say something we don't have. And
go, oh, damn.
But you can change contracts, you know. It's not that you have one contract and that has to last for 50, 60 years. So you can change a contract. It's not impossible.
Mm. But it is quite amazing from the businesses we've spoken to, how many businesses don't actually have any contracts at all. Right. It's incredible.
And they've been going for like 20, 30 years, some of them.
Yeah. It's, and it's all sort of done on a handshake and a goodwill.
Yeah.
And, and I guess the important point is it's to cover you as the employer, because the employees have so many more rights than employers do. So you need to...
Do you remember from our workshop, how many rights do employees have?
I can't remember.
Okay. Many.
83.
83.
Yeah.
I just knew there was a lot.
83.
I knew there was a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot more than I anticipated.
Exactly.
Yeah. 83 claims.
Employees, have a lot more rights than employers do. Basically, if your employer is stuffed.
Not really. I mean, I think I always say that employment law is as much about what you can do as it is what you can't do. And that's the thing. I think people get scared and that's when they want to shy and hide away from it and think, I don't want to know that. But actually, you can be empowered if you know what you're doing, then it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And we tend to find that also when you're employing someone, it gives them a lot more structure, a lot more stability to have everything down in writing, to have a contract.
So it's setting the expectation. It's a bit like when you work with your clients, isn't it? You want to know that actually this is what I expect from you and this is what I'm going to give to you.
Yeah, exactly.
This, you know, this is what you should expect from me. Mm. So... that's my top. They were my top.
Perfect. And if you are a little bit scared now and want a bit more advice, you can always contact Gemma at info@orchardemploymentlaw.com.
Co.uk. She's so good. She's so good. Oh, yeah.
So close. So close.
Or just go to the website and fill out the contact us form.
It's easier. Or Twitter or Instagrammer or Facebooker. So many ways. Brilliant. Now, I'm just going to do a couple more events before we go to a break. And then when we come back, we have got the fabulous McManuses.
McManuses.
The McManuses.
That's actually the correct
McManuses, yeah. Some people say McManusi.
That's what I was going to say, McManusi.
Yeah.
Some people just say McManus.
Yeah. No. Some people say Bramie. They combine the two.
I like Bramie.
Bramie.
Yeah. Bramie McManusi.
That could be a whole new
That's a Transformer.
Yeah. On Wednesday, the 30th of January, 6 till 7:30 p.m., the business doctor, Peter Searle, is hosting the next free FSB Connect event. At this event, Tracy Westall from Pecunia will be discussing cash forecasting and giving you a whistle stop guide. Stop guide to take back your business. If you go to businessdoctors.co.uk or Eventbrite, you can book onto that. It's absolutely free. It's always great. And on Thursday, the 31st of January, at St. George Hotel Chatham from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., Love to Learn Yourself. So this is a little bit away from business, but this is something that's really important to help you with your business by knowing how to love yourself, love others. And this is being run by the fabulous Tracy Ferguson. She has teamed up with Sue Plumtree, who is a relationship coach and author. And Tracy's a career and personal development coach. And they're putting together this fantastic event. Check out more details and book on for that. Go to Learn to Love Yourself on Eventbrite. That's great. And one last one, Wednesday, the February the 6th at the Sinkport Arms, the Marsh Networking is back. So Marsh Networking over coffee with the lovely Terry Botfield, TD Botty on the Twitter. Everybody loves his Twitter handle. Very popular business networking event over coffee. Come and meet other businesses and make great connections. If you go to Eventbrite, Marsh Networking, you will find all of the Marsh Networking events that are going on. So much to keep you busy, people. You know, put dates in the diary and do get booked on. Check them out. They're brilliant. One quick shout out before we go to our break. It is for the fabulous Spice Masher PM Bjorn underscore Haynes. Bjorn is BJORN_Haynes, HAYNES on the Twitter. Hi, Bunker Extra. Could I please have a shout out for my spice masher process management and all the other businesses going to Skills 3030 today to help younger generations? Trouble is they can't hear me, Bjorn, because they're there. But well done. Yes, it's 3030 going on today. Right.
I'm going to Lee Academy at the end of the month.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we're doing a question time.
Fabulous. Right, we are going to go to a break now, and when we come back, we're going to be hearing from the McManuses.
McManuses.
I like that. McManuses. It's a bit of a Scottish accent there.
It's Irish, but you know, fine. Don't worry about it.
I can't do an Irish accent. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 18th of January. I am joined in the studio by my amazing co-host, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law, and our guests are Amy and Brad McManus of AM Marketing. We'll be right back after this.
Simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement, and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Rift Accounting. Your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hi and welcome back. So I love it when I have digital people on and marketing people because Amy and Brad are setting up their...
Live stream.
What are you live streaming on?
Facebook today, yeah.
Okay, Facebook.
But then we will download it and put it on our YouTube channel.
Okay, how do you do that then?
You just save it on your phone. So when you're doing it on your phone, whatever device you're doing it, yeah. just save it to your phone.
So you can save your live stream. Mm-hmm.
It's a big old file, but yeah. You know, then you upload it to something else.
But no, but that's fine because I always now tend to do a video after the show rather than a live because I want to post it elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could download. See, that's why we have these people on to give us the tips.
The more you know.
Exactly. I'm dangerous. Watch out. So welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. That's just far too long. It is Friday, the 18th of January. I am joined in the studio today by my fabulous co-host, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our guests, have you already heard, are the fabulous McManuses.
Morning.
Hello.
Good morning from AM Marketing.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, yes. Now, you guys, as I say, it was actually a little while ago you was last on. You know, it goes so fast.
It goes so quickly, yeah.
I just forget, you know, it feels like just last week.
Yeah, it was not last summer, the summer before, because it was boiling. And we were all in T-shirts and dresses and stuff. It was absolutely boring, yeah.
It's just not good enough. I apologise for not having you back on again sooner.
No, it's all right.
It's not
It's
okay.
Like a treat. No. It's a McManus treat. You don't get us all the time.
No.
Just a sprinkling every year.
But you do work in the fabulous world of digital marketing.
We do indeed.
And as most people will know, you know, anything digital and tech is so fast moving. Sometimes it's, you know, it's hard to keep up with what you need to be doing as a business. And
absolutely.
Type of thing.
I mean, it's hard for us to keep up,
but exactly.
To be honest. Yeah. Even our, because as you know, we're a Google partner, but even our Google exams that we have to take every year, we have to take them every year. So you have to re-qualify every single year.
What do you have to do? What type of questions are there in a Google exam?
So there's loads of different ones. There used to be sort of the six core ones, but now there's dozens of them. But it can be anything. You'll have your set subjects. So Google search marketing, such as PPC. Then you'll have Google mobile. You'll have Google digital website exam. You'll have Google video exam. And they all look at the different subject matter for that different Google product. So there'd be one on YouTube, one on mobile ads, one on search ads. There's loads of different ones.
My questions fall into different groups. So some stuff will just be, what does this term mean? And other stuff will be things like, I don't know, Jeff has this business and he wants to do X, Y, or Z. What is the best thing for him to do?
Yeah.
And that's like the entry exams. And you got some more advanced ones and they are very, very specific, nerdy details about how to activate a specific form of advertising.
So I guess it's just confirming as Google partners that you know everything about Google.
Absolutely.
And how to put it across to your clients.
Exactly.
And where do you go to learn this information? So is there like a Google school?
Yes,
there
is.
You know what they do? They ask Google.
It's actually called Google Academy.
Academy for ads.
An Academy for ads. So you can either, there's some are taught up in London at their headquarters. So if it's a new exam that's just come out, generally we'll go up to London and get a whole day training on it. Or it's done online and you have all your training materials there. There's videos, etc.
Wow. I have to ask this question. Okay. This is a little bit, it's to do with Google. Does Google know everything?
Yes.
And you know why I have to ask this question? Because Paul believes that they do, or Google does. And I keep telling him Google doesn't know everything. So I thought, you know, we ask the official people that, you know. And apparently, yeah. Paul, yeah. But Paul's not listening today, so he won't know he's right. So that's fine.
You should have asked that off air.
I know. It's the thing is, a lot of people do rely on Google. And I guess, joking aside, it depends on how you ask your question to how it will be answered.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you're always able to find the information that fits the question you're proposing.
Exactly.
Even if your question results in an incorrect answer, you'll be able to find something that confirms it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Which is where you get the issues with things like fake news and propaganda and things like that. You can always find the answer that suits what you think, which is the issue. But Google doesn't know everything. It knows
100%.
You know, if you recently got engaged, if you just got married, how many kids you have, like your level of affluence, sort of where you sit in terms of how much your household income, some things that are sort of assumed, doesn't know.
Yeah. Right.
But because we give Google so much information through our Gmail accounts, through YouTube, through any Google product that we use, you know, you're basically telling Google.
Yeah. Everything.
And through your searching habits as well.
Yeah, because that's the interesting thing. We're just going to stick with like Google, but basically now, because we're just presuming everybody knows who AM Marketing are if you don't look at the website, because I'm interested.
Everyone
knows who you are anyway.
AMMarketing.co.uk.
Thank you very much. Okay. We were an event you spoke at towards the end of last year, the digital Kickstart Digital.
Yes.
You did something very interesting where you could look up
What Google knows
what
about
Google
you.
What knows Google about you. What, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is quite scary.
How so do you do that? How do you do that?
Tell us a bit about that.
Okay, so Brad will find the link. There is ad preferences. You have Google ad preferences and you can go online and see what Google thinks you are. And I love to have this competition because I always think if Google doesn't know who you are, you've sort of won.
Yeah. So is that a good thing? That's a good thing.
I like to think it's a good thing because I think, haha, I fooled you.
The thing you have to remember is that a lot of this stuff is based on information that you've already given it. Mm. So it shouldn't be a surprise when it gets your age and gender right, because
You've put it into your Gmail account or
what's
something
interesting
like
is when you tell it how old you are and it still thinks that it goes, well, I don't quite believe that because your behavior is of a different age.
You're only 15.
Do you have that problem often? Yes. You're not really that old. You can only be about 12.
There was a point that I was quite proud of for a couple of months where Google didn't know if I was a man or a woman. And I think it's because I look at a lot of, because I do rifle shooting competitively. Because I was looking at that, they were like, oh, well, a woman wouldn't want to look at that. Yeah.
So basically you're saying that Google's sexist.
Google's sexist, yeah. Exactly.
Can we say that one there?
Yeah, don't say that to Google. We still love Google very much.
Yeah, we love Google. Yeah, thank you very much for giving us business. But yeah, what's the website, Brad?
So if you just go to adssettings.google.com, Google will, if you scroll down a little bit on your phone, it will give an example of what it thinks that bits of demographic information, but also what it feels you are interested in. Mm. And that could be anything from a general, you know, I'm into video games, or it could be a specific gaming company or anything. So I'm looking at mine and we're moving house very soon. So the top of my list is everything to do with furnishings,
home like decorating,
plumbing, decorating,
sofas.
Like, I've got Argos on here, Dunelm.
Sorry, can I? With sofas, just like a slight aside. I bought a sofa this year.
Yes.
And I realised that my husband and I are not compatible. So just be careful, okay?
Not really.
We have so much different tastes. Didn't know this until we bought a sofa.
What you do is in marriage, compromise and then just get what you want.
Compromise. Oh, I see. Yes.
Compromise. The key is just give him an area. Like a very small area. And be like, you
may
do what
have
you want.
This drawer.
I'm getting an entire room.
You are.
But there's a whole house. You do realise.
Yeah. That's the skill. That's the skill. I'm getting a room and I'm happy with that.
Yeah. See what I've done there?
Exactly. Yeah. Know how to keep them happy.
So remind me, adsettings.google.com.
Yeah, so it's adsettings. So adssettings.google.com.
And it will tell you, we had some amazing ones. The reason I did it at Kickstart Digital is one for people to see what sort of information is kept about them, but also to you normally get some really quite cool ones or you get a few weird ones. So we had a lady there who apparently was interested in burlesque dancing. Okay. And I'm thinking, and we had some really interesting ones. There was a gentleman who his came up with lingerie. The very brave guy putting his hand up and telling a whole room that. But then also you can change them yourself. So if you're getting ads that aren't relevant to you and you're getting annoyed by them, you can go into your ad settings here and you can say, well, no, I'm not interested in that. And then so Google will no longer provide you with ads on that subject. So you cater your ad settings to what may actually be genuinely interesting to you.
There's a huge thing about ad personalization, which is a massive part of what we do.
Mm.
So, you know, we always say to people, some people say they don't like online ads. They just don't like them. But I say, well, you know, they're going to be there no matter what happens. So would you rather have an ad that's relevant to what you're interested in or something that's wholly like nothing to do with anything you're ever going to purchase?
Mm.
If you go to this, and like I said, mine's very dominant about moving home at the moment, but I certainly don't want it to remain that way. So I can go in and just remove a few things and then it will have a better idea of the things that I'm actually interested in. And it means when I do get ads on Google that they actually make sense to me.
Yeah, it might be something that you actually want to buy or something that you're actually looking for.
And I guess that's the other thing, another way of looking at it as well, is you can control then, if you know, you could control actually how much information is actually out there.
Exactly. And you can turn it off completely.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then but then you will still get ads and they'll be completely inappropriate and random and nothing to do with what you
See,
like.
One thing I have learned, it's really useful for leaving subtle suggestions for presents.
Yes.
Very useful, especially when you go onto Amazon and they use the same Amazon accounts and then those pictures come up on their Facebook.
Absolutely,
and they think, fantastic way of leaving subtle.
And then they think it's their idea.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Brilliant. Thank you, Google. No, it is great. Now, we probably can go on about this for hours, but I do want us to touch on, you know, what's going on, what's coming up in the digital world of marketing.
Absolutely. So we were thinking about what to, because there's so much going on, but we're thinking about what's going to be most relevant to your listeners and what people are going to really be thinking about. So we've made a little list for you. And the main thing I would say is about websites. Now, we've spoken about this before, and I think we spoke about it on the show before, but there's been a lot of Google algorithm changes this year,
right?
That change the way that websites are ranked. So change what websites come up, what websites don't come up. And years ago, it used to be that if you had a website that was made really well and the SEO was perfect and it was all about the technical aspect of the website, then you'd get ranked highly. Now that's not the case anymore. Although it's obviously really important that your website's made well, it's shifted. So it's much more about the user experience, or the UX, as we call it. So it's about, can someone navigate through your website easily? Can they get to every page from every other page within three clicks? And fast loading speeds. That's what it's all going to be about this year. So it's particularly on mobile. I've got a manager now.
Just super zoom.
Super zoom. It's managers. Be cool, be cool. Just keep on going. So yeah, it's all about fast loading. So if you've got a website that loads in under 5 seconds, just don't even bother, essentially.
And you want that, Amy. No,
what do you mean?
Oh, sorry.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Sorry. It has to load in under 5 seconds.
Sorry, I threw you off my super zoom. I'm sorry.
Yeah, swap it around. So if it loads, if it loads quicker than 5 seconds, that's what you want. Anything above, no.
Anything. Right, so 5 seconds is your...
I mean, 5 seconds is the absolute maximum.
Yeah.
The thing is, what we're
really
looking
say
into
two.
Is that the algorithmic changes that are coming in Google's ranking to show basically where your website ranks when people look for things, speed is going to be more important than ever.
Yeah.
And unsurprisingly, if your website loads in 1 second, you will generally rank better than somebody who loads in five.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to become a more important factor because predominantly, and this isn't new information, mobile traffic is so huge now, and generally people on mobile are quite impatient.
Yeah. Mm. So I recently learned that they had an image, well, I have a big image of myself on my website, surprise, surprise. And then I was told that I needed to reduce the image because that image was slowing down my website.
Yeah. How rude. It's fine. You can reduce the size. If you're clever and you know what you're doing, you can reduce the size of an image without affecting the quality of the image too much. And also you can delete things like metadata, the thing that in the background that says what camera it's taken on, the size of it, etc. You can delete all that data to reduce the size of an image as well. But it's image size is such a huge issue where people upload images to their website without compressing them, and it just takes forever to load, and someone on mobile just isn't going to wait.
So is that the same for video? Because we keep hearing you must have video on your website, but is that taking up space or not?
Yeah. So if you upload the video to your website directly, it's going to take up quite a large amount of space. What you can do, and what we often do, is you can place that video on another site, such as YouTube or Vimeo or, you know, many others, and you just embed the video on your site. So you just basically say, it lives somewhere else, and I'm just going to pull in a link, and somewhere a website like YouTube or Vimeo load very, very fast.
So that takes the credit for having video.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And it takes a lot of stress off of your website's loading speed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm just testing out my website here.
1, 2, 3.
And when you say load,
yes,
do you mean fully load, ready to fire?
Yeah, ready to go.
So, for example, with my new website, it loads within the 5 seconds. The video comes in a little bit after the 5 seconds. So the page is loaded. If you scroll down, you can see the pictures. Mm. You can see what else is there. But it's just the video at the top is a couple of seconds after that. It takes a little bit longer.
You talk to us after us, Emma. Because also you're on Wi-Fi here. Most people will be roaming.
Yeah.
So it assesses generally when people are roaming, if they're on 3G or 4G, how long it's going to take when they're not connected to a fast Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And that's the issue, is that when you test your Wi-Fi and you test your website in your office, of course it's going to be fast because you're connected to your Wi-Fi, but it's going to be different for people and your customers when they're on the mobile, just perhaps walking down the street or going about their day.
And so Google are going to start using it already?
They're already using it
for ranking you,
yes.
Is how fast And I know I always watch your videos because I'm like, right, I need to do that. And it's great. And there was one, it was probably a little while ago now, but it was about making sure that you had a secure site. So the HTTPS.
Yes, yes,
which
exactly.
is very important.
So what a lot of people still haven't done actually, and some big sites still haven't done, is that you must buy something called an SSL certificate. And whoever's looking after your website will be able, you'll be able to buy them from them, or you can buy it from 123Red or GoDaddy or whoever you've got your URL purchased with. And it just means that instead of saying HTTP, it says, as you say, Amanda, HTTPS. And it just makes it secure.
Just double checking. Sure.
And any site that doesn't have that, Google is instantly just not giving any time of day to.
And the reason that this became up as such a much bigger issue is because Google Chrome, which is generally the most popular browser, if your site doesn't have a secure certificate of some description, you know, even a basic one, Google will say this site is not secure in the address bar, which is it's a very poor experience for users.
Yeah, or it flags it up and doesn't even let you see the site and says this isn't secure. Would you like to go back to safety?
It makes it seem like it's been hacked when actually it's okay, it's fine. It's just not encrypted in any way, which you really should do. And it's not a huge cost. You can get some very expensive secure, you know, SSL certificates, but you can also pick one up for, you know,
like £20.
Set up £20, get someone to implement it for, you know, probably under 50.
Yeah.
So what's actually going new for AM? Because the last, you said it's been 18 months.
Well, yeah.
The last time you came on, I mean, I'm sure you've won some awards since then.
Yeah. Won some awards, done a bit of talking.
Taken on
a little bit of talking.
World domination. You know.
We're not trying to take over the world.
We just want to give Britain equality. Yeah. So for us, it's all been about, we've done a lot more stuff in Europe. So we're partnered with Kent International Business now, with a load of our other friends in the digital community. So we've been travelling to the Netherlands and to France and setting up a load of partnerships with businesses over there.
Ooh.
It's a European-led initiative, so we're getting the most of it out
while we can. Yep.
But it's actually been really great for developing these relationships and also enhancing our relationships with the people we collaborate with in the UK. And we've got loads of business from it, just from just doing talks, and we went to Dutch Design Week, which was absolutely amazing. We've done loads of stuff in France. It just shows you how wide the community is outside of
our little bubble.
The Kent bubble, yeah exactly. Yeah. Loads of stuff in London as well. We've actually been working on, because in Canada, we do a lot of work in Canada.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you get to go over and visit your clients?
We don't, unfortunately. Oh. We went over to Vancouver once, but that's because we were skiing at the time. We thought, oh, we'll pop over.
Just drop
tell us,
in.
What are you doing in Canada then? Yeah. Let's elaborate a bit more on that.
So actually, the main thing we've been doing is helping investors invest in the cannabis market.
Interesting.
Yes, because it's recently in the summer, it became legal in Canada, the cannabis. Okay. So business over there in the cannabis market is just huge. These massive, massive expanses of cannabis farms and different products, and investing, particularly people from the UK investing in the Canadian market, is massive. So we've been pushing a lot of videos, and we've been helping a lot of investment firms in the UK place money within the Canadian market.
So you can say you work within cannabis.
Exactly.
100%.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. As well, it's that as far as Canada is now concerned, it is a prescription drug.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And the rules on prescription drug advertising are incredibly tight.
Very, very tight.
Right, yeah.
But the rules on illegal drugs are even tighter, to the point where obviously you can't advertise anything. Yeah. So the transition in Canada has been very interesting from an advertising point of view, to go from what is essentially an illegal drug to a controlled drug. And what that means for us is we have to be very smart about advertising. You can't use certain words, you can use other words. And it means that we can obviously apply that learning, not just in that sector, but to millions of other things.
Yes. So it's very, very hard to advertise anything medical on Google. So in the last sort of year, we've done loads of training and really enhance actually advertising medical products within the UK and the US and Canada, and see what's allowed, what we can do, how we can actually help medical businesses that need to get their names out there but can't do it themselves, because you basically put an ad live and Google just goes, nope, not allowed. So that's been a huge part of growth of our business, and now sort of a niche sector that we deal with now, medical businesses and medical products.
Ooh, that's interesting.
And I like sometimes you end up having a bit of a niche sector that you didn't necessarily look for or go after.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It happens because of clients approach you. And
exactly.
It's...
Clients approach you and we like to think that we don't do anything on a punt. We always, if we can't do something perfectly, we go and get training, make sure that it's being done properly, learn as much as we can. We've got our great Google rep that gives us loads of advice. So it's been great. Yeah, it's been amazing to sort of learn that part about a different sector.
You're saying it's always new to learn. Is there anything else? Because we are unfortunately running fast out of time.
Sorry.
No. It always is the way. Is there anything else you think people should know that is, you know, new or is about or coming with digital marketing?
Chatbots. So
chatbots.
Chatbots are huge. Again, they're on the increase. Loads of more businesses are using them.
Can we start from a basic? What is a chatbot?
So essentially, when you go online and it says in the corner, do you want to chat with us? But it's not a human.
Okay.
Do you need any help with this?
And I always click, no, I'll look for what I want to look for. Thank you very much.
Leave me alone.
So they can do basically just basic tasks. So it could be basic advice, helping with them with basically just anything that a human doesn't need to do. So on Facebook, that can be even asking for a weather report and the Facebook chatbot will give it to you, but also helping them with little admin roles and things like that to take away the need for human interaction and to give a better service. But it's being used in anywhere from sort of one-man band businesses all the way up to global multinationals. It's become much more accessible. It's no longer a thing that only the big guys use. So yeah, you're going to be seeing chatbots on the increase without a doubt. So it's definitely something to consider.
How, I haven't got enough time. I want to know how they work. We'll cover this very briefly, Brad.
They're getting a lot smarter, but actually they're getting a lot simpler as well. So you can program it to look for certain keywords and questions, or you can make the chat box ask the customer a question. So they might message and say something about a complaint about a delivery, for example, and it can trigger delivery and it'll go, okay, what's your order number? When was it meant to be delivered? And it'll get all this information. And then at that point, the bot would hand it over to a human and you'd get a little notification from an email or your phone would ring and say, right, this person's delivery hasn't arrived. It was meant to be here. This is the order number. They paid for extra delivery. Their stress level is 9 out of 10 because they've used certain words.
So there's a certain amount of AIs involved that they're establishing what the customer's asking, and whether they can answer the questions or whether you need
to. It's all about saving time. So that process could have saved that person 10 minutes. And in all the cases where a human isn't involved, then the chatbot sorts it out, and that's not required. So it's all about efficiency.
It's unlikely that we're in a position where the chatbot can deal with it by themselves entirely, and a human doesn't need to get involved. But it can take a lot of the monotonous, repetitive tasks away to improve that person's experience on both sides, for the business and the customer.
Because now it's known that most young people, and I don't like using the word millennial, but most people under the age of 35 will expect a response in 9 minutes. So whether you are emailing someone, whether you're filling in a contact form on a website, they'll expect on average a response or something within 9 minutes.
Yeah, I'll answer you tomorrow.
Yeah. So a chatbot is a perfect way to make sure that person gets something within the time that they're expecting it.
Either that or we need to educate these younger people that patience is really good. And just wait a little bit of time and you'll get quality answers.
Patience is very 1995.
Yeah. On that note, we have come to the end of the show. I just quickly want to give a shout out for some events coming up. So just quickly give a shout out, guys, if people haven't called it before, how they can get hold of you.
Okay, you can get hold of us on Twitter and Instagram at marketing_AM, our website, which will be new and improved soon.
We're building a new one.
With the chat box.
ammarketing.co.uk. And if you want to talk to me as a speaker, I have a new website that launched yesterday, which is www.amymcmanus.co.uk.
That's breaking news.
Breaking news. Yeah. Here it now. First to
Thank
hear.
You guys so much. It's great to have you. Always great to have you on.
It goes so quickly.
I think we have to do a regular thing and you can keep us updated in the digital world for sure. Okay, just quickly some dates for your diary. Put it in. Friday the 8th of March, which actually surprisingly is not that long away. It is International Women's Day. Mm-hmm. And myself, Butterflies Events, our team and Aspinall Foundation have joined up together to give you an International Women's Day with a difference, event with a difference at Port Lyme, of course. But there was going to be networking with the animals, and there's going to be inspirational speakers. There's going to be an amazing lunch and lots of different networking activities. We'd love you to join us. If you go to butterfliesevents.co.uk/IWD event for more details, 8th of March, check that out. 1st to the 3rd of May, social day, go to socialday.co.uk. 9th of May, go to venuesevents expo.co.uk for the next Venues and Events Expo Southeast. And the 31st of May is the next ZC Live. Go to zcsocialmedia.co.uk. We'll cover those in more details next week. Thank you so much, Gemma, for co-hosting this week.
You're welcome.
Next week on the show, I have our cybersecurity expert, Richard, is back, and our guests are Tracy Ferguson and Lisa Settle. Don't forget to listen to Paul's show on Tuesday, 1 till 3. He always has a great lineup of guests. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
For now. Bye. Hang on, where's the button? There we go.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.